How long have you been doing this now? Kind of spreading the arts to the community, providing a place for people to perform or to learn or to just express themselves?
All the above. We've been doing it for 19 years. We started in June of 1999, and we started out in Avon Lake. And then in 2004, we went in partnership with Lorain County Metro Parks, and we're the founder of the two theaters there at French Creek Theater. And then in May of 2016, we wanted to get back to our roots and focus on education. We found a wonderful building coming back to Avon Lake, my hometown and where True North originated. And it's on the southeast corner of Pin Oak Parkway and Moore Road. And it's the old Lesko building or Stainmaster building. It's two floors, 12,000 square feet. And it really connects all the neighboring towns. And we're also connected, 4 minutes north of I-9611. So it works out perfectly. And
Did you have to do a lot of work in there to get it to where you wanted it to be?
Well, all the walls and stuff were pretty much stationary, but we had to make it our own, taking it from an office and a warehouse to a performing arts center. We are not performing there. It's for rehearsals. It's for classes.
It's like a workshop space.
Workshop space. I would invite people to come. We are formally open every day from 11 to 4:30. However, afternoons and weekends is when we do all, and evenings are when we do all the rehearsals and private lessons. And so we're open much more than that. But the gallery's open at that time. Want to do a walkthrough of the building so you can understand it. Downstairs, we have a beautiful gallery space, and we have six different teaching studios for piano, voice, strings, brass, woodwind, percussion. And then upstairs, we have a dance studio with a wooden sprung dance floor with Adagio Marley on top of that. It's 40 by 30. And then we have a theater workshop, classroom, studio space. And then we have a visual arts area that has fiber arts and painting and drawing and ceramic studio, place for glass making. The painting room is also great for painting parties on Friday and Saturday nights. We've been doing a lot of that.
How has that become a trend for people to do that? I've seen that.
You know, it's a trend, but it's a fun trend.
What happens at something like this?
People come, whether they're 12-year-old girls or whether they're adults who are just coming to have a good time, and they use art as the medium. So they come and they bring their food and their beverage. And
so you supply the art, the paint and the
canvases? We provide the teacher, the art, the canvases. And the theme. We have a number of themes that they can choose from as to what picture, what painting they'd be drawing. And it works out great. We have some wonderful teachers that do it. And people.
Do I leave with a completed painting?
You leave with a completed painting. Even I, who am not good at the visual arts, can leave with a beautiful painting. So, yeah, it's wonderful. So I would encourage you to do it.
There you go, Bruce.
We should have a WEOL painting party.
That sounds like some kind of, I have to redo the office, but we had to repaint some particular things like that. That's not a bad idea. It's one of those things, I guess, you know, and it also, there's a lot of people who go into that thinking, I don't know how to paint, I can't. There's a block you've probably find out with people, there's either art people or not art people that somehow thinks that they can't do it, and your job is to try to
Let me rephrase that. There's art people, and there's people that think they're not art people, but I think everyone's an art person. It's deep in their soul. We just have to
Well, that's part of what you
bring
do
it
then,
out.
Right?
Yeah.
Bring that. What's going to be performing soon? I saw something about Seussical. Is that what I was looking for there?
Seussical is no longer.
Okay.
We are not doing Seussical because we couldn't find the proper performing space that was available and affordable at the time. But we are in the midst, our choir and our orchestra are preparing for our November 11th Veterans Day concert. We'll be joined by Choral Spectrum out of Oberlin. And it's an important day because it's the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I on November 11th. And it's just a way to remember and then renew and rejoice, you know, in terms of remembering where we've come from and what our responsibilities are today and giving thanks for those that brought us where we are. We're going to be doing Dona Nobis Pacem by Rayfron Williams, wonderful piece. And then we're doing Chichester Psalms by Bernstein, who it's also his 100th anniversary of his birthday. So there'll be a wonderful concert on November 11th, and you can get tickets at our website, tncarts.org. And then our annual Christmas concert featuring the choir and orchestra and kids will be on December 15th, and that's also going to be at Avon Lake United Church of Christ. We just finished a musical, Newsies, and that was at Avon Lake High School at Dr. Daniel B. Ross Performing Arts Center. Wonderful theater and auditorium. And Patty Frank, who works with Avon Lake High School as director of the drama program, and I believe the, I don't know her official title, but director of the Performing Arts Center, she oversees it. She was our director, and the partnership we shared, collaborated with, was wonderful. So it was a great show. We were all very excited about continuing next summer, doing another show at some. We haven't announced what the show will be, though.
Now, the community celebrating its bicentennial. What
yes.
kind of effort are you bringing to this? You can't have a bicentennial without having some arts or performance.
Oh,
or
there's lots of arts in Avon Lake that we share, not only with True North, but many other organizations. But True North is going to be involved with the lighting of the Christmas tree on November 30th. Our choir and our big band is going to be playing as Santa Claus comes with the fire truck. And then in January, all the churches, and they're including True North, which I'm grateful for, we're going to be doing a choral concert at the auditorium at Avon Lake High School as well. Beyond that, our patriotic concert in June will probably be tied into that same theme of celebration as well. So it's very cool that we're celebrating for the entire year, and lots of things are happening.
So. Well, I'm sure if there's any time to put on a show, you're ready to step up.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
You've got ideas, too many probably at some point.
Exactly. So, in fact, truthfully, our musical we're planning on doing next summer will probably tie into the same theme.
Wow. So if people are interested in getting involved with True North, becoming, you know, a part of it in whatever part of the arts they want to, how do they go about doing that?
They can go to our website, which is tncarts.org. That's tncarts.org. Or they can call 440-653-5353. Or they can visit us on the True North Facebook page or Twitter. Or they can just stop in and talk with us. But we would love to get people involved. We have private lessons in all the applied areas by professional degreed musicians. We have children's choir, early childhood music, a youth orchestra, and then for the adults, an orchestra, a big band, a choir, theater. We have theater classes and private lessons for kids. We have a wonderful new dance studio, and we have dance lessons from creative movement to ballet to jazz to tap. And then I haven't even mentioned our visual arts. We're just starting a new show that's going up next week. But there we also have classes in ceramics and fiber arts and painting and drawing and glass making.
So do you have mentioned you had on the first floor is a gallery? Is that
yes.
How is that open or when? Can people
that is
come
open
and see
every
that?
Day except Sundays. Sundays is by appointment only, but it's open from 11 till 4:30 daily. So, yeah, we represent over 40 different artists.
Maybe if we had a paint party, they'd eventually put our art hanging
you never
in the
know.
Gallery. You never know
sure.
how that would look. Colors not to mix on a palette, perhaps, is what they could call something.
You know,
like
the
that.
Painting I created is still in my office at True North. I don't know what to do with it, but it's just so beautiful. I'm waiting for Sue, our gallery manager, to
right.
say, Rick, I need to highlight this in the
yeah.
gallery.
At some point, it'll be valuable.
Yes.
Or sell it, sure. you know, post it up somewhere. Somebody would like it eventually, if not you yourself. Well, Rick, we appreciate you coming in and sharing a little bit of what's happening.